Okay, as was voted by the waiters of Camp Masura 2018, this year will be about not listening to your parents when they ask you to do something like you want to move to Israel and they don't want you to, you want to go Shana Ben and they don't want you to, they forbid you from going out or marrying your girl, all those different oiskahatlan gazachim. Okay? Good. Thanks for joining me. So, we'll start off with, what time do we have until 12? Chmana, what's on? 12:05. Okay, 12:12. I was telling everybody about the conference I was at. So, wow, it was fascinating. Shir by Rav Steinberg. He was talking about the gedolim that he had. It's one of those times you should be zeichet to go to such a shir. You're like asking your Rebbeinu Shlomo that just doesn't end. He's telling stories about Rav Shlomo Zalman and Diane Weiss and Rav Yashav, and it's like I just want to stay there for hours, except for this little thing called shkia, and the fact we hadn't had shal shir yet or davin mincha. So finally, the guy was running and says, we got Shkia coming. He's like, okay, all right, we'll daven a little bit. I guess he's a little Hasidish, because we daven way a little bit after Shkia and whatever. So here, the worst case scenario, you know, Mini Masora won't eat. Who cares? Okay, so I'm going to go as late as I want. It's fine. You're getting in trouble, not me. So we'll start off, and I think this will make sense to you. I'm going to start off with the following question. Okay? All we're doing today, not to bore you, Shels the Chubas, that's it. No Gemaras, no things. I don't want. We don't have a lot of time. Let's go. We got to move past that. Shels the Chubas of the Mahabit. The Mahabit says, Yamdeni Rabbeini. Teach me. That's actually not the way the Mahabit spoke. Yalamdeno Rabbeinu. He says like this. Ruben, Shenedar Sheim Yi Yelo Kach Makach Neder Sheyidor Besvas. If so and so happens, you know, the famous lottery story, the guy from the five towns, or the guy from, LSH's five towns, the guy from Teaneck, you know, they say that I used the five towns too much. I was born in the five towns, I can make fun of it. And he says like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, if I win the Powerball, because we know, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, that only when the Powerball is $500 million do we actually buy a ticket. When it's $50 million, who cares? Like, what do I need $50 million for? $500 million, oh. So if I win $500 million, we're going to make Aliyah, honey. And she's like, okay, shkayach. He wins the Powerball. And he wants to live in Tzfat. V'ata nitkayim hadavar. I won the lottery. V'avavim. Oh, he's a married guy. Einam menuchim oiso lech l'dor. Absolutely not. You won the lottery. Come on, you're famous now. Stay in America. It's great. V'inkigamkein ishto, his wife. Ain't no rats in the dirt. I don't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. I just got a new Lexus. Are you crazy? So he says, what do we do? A person should live in the place that he wants to. However, we know that Yaakov was Nenash. Yaakov Avinu was Nenash. He didn't do Kibbut Ava'im, even though he went Nenash when he went to learn Torah. Yilamdein Rabbeinu. What's the answer? Comes along the Mabit and he says the following, Chayiv l'chayim es haneder, you have to move to Eretz Yisrael, ve'einu chayiv l'chosh, you don't have to listen to your parents, she'amulo, she'lo yeilech, kidlofinu b'perakah b'yuvamos, oh, he quotes the Gemara in Yuvamos that says, de'im amrulo avi v'imo, hatamei, he's a kayin, and they say to him, be metame, go, you want to go play baseball? Go to the field and play baseball. Aye, but the field of baseball is a cemetery as well. You don't listen to the parents. Why? Dichsiv, the famous pasuk, Ishimo Beaviv Kiro, the S Shap Society Shmaru. Kulchem Chayev Mechvodi. The pasuk tells us, where's the pasuk written? Ishimo Beaviv Kiro, the S Shap Society Shmaru. What? Shmot? Shmot, no. What? I can't hear, I'm sorry. Bamidbar. Also. We only have three other possible svarim, but I don't want svarim. What parsha is it? Ishimo v'yitzirah v'yas shabsay t'shmaru. Hey, Hashem yishmorcha mikol ra mishmor es nafshecha. Rosh Kailo. Can you save us on this? Parshas Kedoshim. Ishimo v'yitzirah. It's a reiteration of the, we just spoke about the Aseret HaDibros. Anoi cheshem l'kecha. Well, what does it come to teach us? Ishimo v'yitzirah. Right? There's a reason why this drasha of why Ishimo Beviv Tiro. The S Shabbos Shmaro. Aye, why is the same pasuk that says you have to fear your parents? Shabbos Shmaro, you also have to keep Shabbos? Why is it the same pasuk? I ask the question, please answer for me. The same pasuk says you have to keep it out of aim? V'yestav l'shoy. Why would Hashem put that in the same pasuk? Anyone want to, now that you answered such great answers? Why? Shkoyev. So did your parents tell you to violate Shabbos? Oh, you don't have to listen to that. Kedarka b'kodesh, this is not a joke. This happens. Okay, comes back from Shana Aleph. His parents are not yet there. And they're very upset. I've had this case with more than one student. Specifically thinking about a student in my first years when I taught in a girls' seminary. Her parents were not only not religious, they were anti this whole thing. She came to Israel by herself on a scholarship and she collected money, an unbelievable girl. And she would call me with these horrible questions where her parents were forcing her to do certain things. No, you can't eat kosher, you can't do this. What's the level? Where do you have to? So there's no kibbutz when it comes to violating what the edict of the Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because you have to keep Shabbos also. Again, you have to do it in a respectful way. And you have to be really careful how we do this when we come back from Shana Aleph. What if your parents are not doing something that's not an Isidoraisa? It's not what you specifically follow, but it's in Derabanan maybe. Right? The example I like to give always is the kid frums out in yeshiva and he decides he wants to start wearing a garter. Right? I don't know. Goes to Leva Torah, let's say. And he comes home, it's the first day, and he's really, Baruch Hashem, into davening. His father's really excited. He's so happy that his son finally saw the light of the Ribono Shel Olam. And they go to shul the first day. Son takes out his tefillin, but before, of course, you know, he's in the makashis asmi, and he takes out the garton. He's putting the garton on. And the father's like, what are you doing, son? He says, well, Kedusha Sa'elyon, Kedusha Tachtoin, the klipa has to be removed. He goes, shh, 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 be quiet. He says, do you know who we are? Do you know anything about our history? He says, we're descendants of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. Famous Vilna Gaon. I would venture to say if the Vilna Gaon knew that you were wearing a gartel, he would be very upset. He wasn't into the whole Hasidish raid, if you will. Please. And the shul that we daven in is a very big, the shul's actual name of the shul is Beis Knesset HaGra. Nobody wears gartels here. Please don't. So there, I'm not sure you would apply Ishimov Aviv Tiro, the Eschal Sazer Shemar. I said, I'm following halachos. So the question is, how far do we go? Do we extend it to Minhagim? This is a good question. This is something we have to ask bigger Rabbanim, these type of questions when they come up. But as far as the Gemara Yevamos, when it comes to being Metame, says the Gemara, you don't have to listen. You're a Kohen, your parents tell you to go to a place that is a cemetery, even by the way, a Suffolk, you don't have to listen to them. Fine. And then it says, oh, so now what's the whole Shiloh over here? So he made an edge to move to Eretz Yisrael. V'hachinami v'hu v'avu chayavim l'dor v'eretz Yisrael v'ein lo anosh al she'en an mekayim mitzvos kibbutz v'ein shigam hem yicholim la'alot imo. He says, you made a nether, you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't treat that as a nether. I made a nether, I'm going to live in Italy. I made a nether, I'm going to live in Cairo. This is a place where the Ribono Shel Olam wants you to live. It's a mitzvah to live there, says the Ma'abi. And therefore, you now finally decide to do the mitzvah, and you're not going to listen to your parents? Oh boy. Guess what? You can listen to your parents. What do your parents say? You can't do kibbutz avein. Yes, you can. Just come live with me. I didn't ask you not to live here. Live with me in Eretz Yisrael. She says, there's no violation of a lack of kibbutz avein. Fine. And it isn't true, by the way, while we're on the topic, says the Ma'abit, the mitzvah yishuv eretz shehi chamura kamo shamru ha'vaseinu chazal shadachos kibbutz av v'od. This is a much higher level mitzvah than others. Rav Vad Yosef is going to tell us that a shkula kenega kol mitzvahs b'Torah. He has to listen to what it says. And he says there's a difference. Another la'alois v'dor b'nei shahaya roi acha shen asa isha. Let's say it's the different reasons he gives for it. Then he quotes the Truma Sadeshen. Shetalman haya rotze latzeit mi medinas limod im rav echad shahaya batuach shira simon bracha lefano v'aviv haya moche bo. He says, this is not just a topic of moving to Eretz Yisrael. He drew his Adesh and tells a story about a Talmud. He did so well, let's not say Shana Aleph because that's Eretz Yisrael oriented, right? His parents say, I want you now, you did so well, Shana Bet, and now you're going to Stam, whatever, just picking a place. Why you? You're so lucky to go to YU. He says, you know what? In the visits in Eretz Yisrael, there was this awesome Rebbe that came from Landers, from Or Chaim, from Ner Yisrael, from the Mir in Brooklyn, wherever, from Yeshiva Gavaya of Guilford. I don't know, wherever. And I fell in love with this Rebbe. And he learns my derech. I want to go to this place. Parents said, but you're YU. This great Rebbe, but YU. You don't have to listen to your parents. That's the true Mesadasha. Yes, sir.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I love questions. It means that people are actually awake.
Two questions. So firstly, when I give an idea about working, I only see that, and they tell you to do something bad, they don't have to listen. But here, like, isn't necessarily true that if they tell you to do something that's shipped to Baal Ta'asid, that don't move to Israel.
Very good.
Let's say, how do you know that Gemara would necessarily apply to this case? That's A. B.
Excellent.
We don't actually see from the Rambam or I don't know if that's Rambam, whatever.
Go ahead.
That moving there specifically is a Mishnah that's
Rambam.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, could we even apply any of this to the specific case of making Aliyah?
Oh, good. I'll answer your questions. Let's answer the second question first, because that's the Jewish way. What you're referring to, I hope, is the Rambam, who doesn't count a mitzvah's aseh min haTorah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban jumps all over him, and he seems to be the Ramban, the biggest Zionist that ever lived. It has nothing to do with Zionism, it has to do with, he says that he forgot. That's the whole, the Ramban's whole, you know, sefer is, here's what he forgot. There's a lot of them, it's not just this one. So he says, he quotes, we'll see it a little bit later, in Rav Avadya, who goes to school on this concept that people think that the Rambam held you shouldn't, says, no. The Rambam held you should move to Eretz Yisrael. It says, mitzvah midarabana. So even according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah midaraisa. It clearly states, no question about it. So let's not go into the famous Kibbutz Neiloka. Everything here, in America, everything's kind of practiced so that we get to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's different explanations for that. But according to the Rambam, it's not midoraisa, so it's nothing? No, it's not nothing, it's midorabana. So just like if your parents said to you to violate a malacha on Shabbos, that's only midorabana in a malacha. You're not allowed to do it. Or they say to you, turn on the light bishinoi. Bishinoi, I know bishinoi. I had this on Shabbos, Nebuch. In the hotel we're at, this is unfortunately, it's very difficult. I was talking to the mashkichim of the OU, how difficult everything is now. Automatic doors, whole thing. They had a huge, beautiful refrigerator. Right before Shabbos started, they realized that it's automatic sensor, only so they passed that only the goyim would be able to use it. It's all very light, there abundance with LED lights and so on and so forth. A Jew couldn't go into the refrigerator. But then you have the famous key card thing. So this is a very interesting hotel. The hotel actually made you sign a contract that says, I realize that keeping my door open is a violation of the contract that you have with the hotel. And if you keep your door open, you know, people tape the doors. And if you tape the door open and you get robbed, you can't sue us. You agree you won't even sue us because turns out, I found out only in the middle of Shabbos, that the place where we were, Downtown Circus, is a horrible neighborhood. I didn't know that. And therefore, leaving your door open. And what did they do? This happens in a lot of hotels, not for now. It's a good hot discussion. They had a security guard on the floor, and if you presented this contract to them, it said, here, I violate, I don't believe in anything, they would open the door for you without you saying a word, no Amir Lak. I went, okay, there's different Shilas. That's not the point. So, somebody else told me the following story. It was this, I'm just making up, the security guard was on the floor until 11 o'clock. So now it's 11:30 at night, and somebody comes upstairs, and they realize, they're very machmir, that's very funny, and he taped his door. So, guess what? He taped his door, it shut anyway. What are you going to do? So you can go down to the security guard, but he didn't have the paper because he didn't sign the thing because he's not leaving his door open. So, somebody in the hotel tells me, he was there at the same time. The guy says, what are we going to do? We have no Eitzah. He takes out the card, the card thing from his pocket, which might be Muksa anyway, but let's say it's not. He had a Pusuk on it maybe. And he puts it in his mouth, and he gets it to the door and opens the door. Okay, maybe there's some shita like that I'm not aware of. Fine. That wouldn't, your parents tell you to do it like that, it's a low durabun. The whole thing's a durabun anyway. It's a low durabun. You can't do that anyway. So that's not going to be a good reason to say that. The second reason, I like your second reason. Maybe there's a Sheva Al Tasa him over here, right? I'm not telling you not to go move to Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you to just stay with me. You've been taking care of me so well, just keep taking care of me. So I believe, not I believe, I'm going to be honest, I know, Rav Shaul Yisraeli has a sefer, I believe, is called Amun HaYimani, maybe, but it has a sefer habit in my wonderful home in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't know he was giving the shir today, so I don't have many notes. But there, exactly what he says. You would think Rav Shaul Yisraeli, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz, that he's going to be the one. So he says, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there's a shape altas. Especially if the parents are not well. The parents aren't well, and you've been taking care of them until this point, and everything's oiskahalnip. That's a very good question. So he argues that maybe it's a beautiful idea that you said. Really wonderful. He argues that maybe that's Sheva Al Taseh, but only, not if your parents are regular, healthy parents, and he doesn't think there's a thing. Sheva Al Taseh would be why? Because Oisik Ben Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. I'm Oisik in the Mitzvah. He doesn't think you could say Oisik Ben Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. He doesn't really say this, but I don't think you could say Oisik Ben Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah if you're every so often do Kivud Avayim. Here they mamish need you. And this comes as a question just in general about, you know, how to do Chavolah to your parents. That would have been the drug share we would have given about Chavolah. So you're not allowed to do to your parents. What if your parents think you're the only good doctor in the world? There's no other good doctor. And they want you to do Chavolah to them. So that's a Shiloh. Do we go ahead and say, you know, it would be Mutter? Fine. But you ask good. Ravad Yosef, right? Only have a few minutes. Mamash, a few minutes. Ravad just says, he asked the same question we said before. Hadar be'eretz Yisrael ho'rim garim b'chutz la'aretz ve'ho'rim b'vakshim yimeno laredet min aretz. Right? He made Aliyah, or whatever. His parents made Aliyah with him. And they did Yeridah, and he did it. Right? All the different scenarios you can think of. And now what happens? And now the parents come, the parents say, "No, we're sick, whatever. We want you to leave." Now this is going to be a little bit different, because I've already been Mekayim Lechiyuv. There's a Shiloh whether you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Right? The famous, what are the reasons you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael only? This could be a problem for some people. Right? Parents, keep it off A maybe. Shidduch, Parnasa. So, vacation could be a question. Not everybody agrees, but okay. So he says, don't you know the Sfri in Parshas? Thank you, guys. Parshas Re'eh. This is Parsha. That's why we did it. See? You guys are Nevi'im. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Seira, Rabbi Masa. By the way, the Parsha is Oisik a lot. I don't have to tell you this. You probably know already. In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Eretz Yisrael. Parsha, the Zohar comments on this week's Parsha in Parshas Re'eh. That this is the kesher of what Eretz Yisrael does. That lefneichem is Eretz Yisrael, the Zohar says. Rei anochi losim lefneichem. Lefneichem is that Eretz Yisrael, and we see this, anybody that's ever been to Eretz Yisrael, we talked about Racheli Frankel. So that 18 days that we were looking for her sons, she said this. I think she was on Good Morning America. She said, I feel every morning when I wake up a big hug. Everybody was, you didn't make any jokes. I'm saying for 18 days, you sat online in a supermarket, everybody was quiet. Or they would say, anybody hear anything about the boys? You know what's going on? That's uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. So the Sifri says, Maisa, I love this Maisa. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev, Rabbi Masya ben Charash, Rabbi Chaninya ben Acha, Achai ben Rabbi Yoshua, Shayu Yotzi Mechutzlaretz, they were about to leave Eretz Yisrael. Kishiyagia, when they got to the border, Kolomar Besof HaGvul Shal Eretz Yisrael, Zochvu Adeyam, their eyes became wallowed in tears. Vizaglug de Moseyam, the Karubig Dayam. And they said, Vyarsha Motam, Vishaf Deba. God wants us to live here. Mefurish Pasak. Vishamartim Lasos Achukim, Mishpatim Lavdev, Shakula Mitzvahs, Yishuv Eretzal Kenegat, Kola Mitzvahs.
The Chazar Makom said, we can't leave. I don't know why they were leaving. They were going on vacation, whatever it was. They turned around and said, we can't leave Eretz Yisrael.
And doesn't the Ramban say in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a Mitzvah Asay Shel HaTorah? And doesn't the Rashbam say the same thing? And then he goes to task on people who say, yeah, but the Rambam doesn't. And he says, yeah, which is close to Megillas Esther, the famous Shitas of Satmar. There's no Chiyuv Zimmer. He goes, that's a Doraisa. But of course he agrees it's Midrabanan. And then he says, maybe he also agrees it's Doraisa. But Divrei HaRambam B'Yad Chazaka, Shet Mitzvah Zu, Noheged Gambazman of Echem Pesach, Mitzvahsa, Vekor Amdu Achroinim, Al Divrei HaMegillas Esther, Al Vedachu Dvara B'Shtei Yadav. Right? They were doing it. Because that's ridiculous. Of course it's a chiyuv that the Rambam just didn't write because it's so obvious. Okay. And then he quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. She posuk she ain lebein l'shmo la'aviv. He shows lo la'alot l'eretz Yisrael. Came with she mitzvah lo la'alot, the Maharam Rutenberg says. And there's no onesh over here. According to the Rambam writes that if your parents ask you not to follow them, you haven't been mekayim and onesh. You're doing ratzon Hashem. Fine.
One last thing, because we are tight on time. I say one, which usually means two. And that's the Sheol's Tshuvas. Yayin Ato. Rav Yitzchak Nissim, Sfardi Chief Rabbi of Israel. Sfardi Chief Rabbi of Israel. Says as follows. He says like this. This is a cool question. I think it's a cool question, right? Because this is, I think, really no way today. Let's say you have another camp with an M as well, Moshava. So you're in Camp Moshava, and if you're a counselor in Moshava, part of your job is to brainwash the kids into making Aliyah. Right. Am I wrong? Okay, maybe I'm a little bit off. Something along those lines. So he was asked this question. He says like this, Ha'im nochel l'hachshir l'darech banim la'alot l'eretz Yisrael b'neged rotzon ha'arim. Ha'im ein p'kiyah b'mitzvot kibud aveim. You're going to start singing all these Zionistic songs and talk about Zionism, and the parents don't want it. Okay, it's not exactly the camp scenario, but it's a scenario where we go and they love the youth groups and they think it's just NCSY. They don't know all of a sudden you're going in there and talking about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. He says, well, don't you remember the Mahabit that we started with? Because the mitzvah sadira be'eretz Yisrael doichetz kol mitzvahs kibud avein v'yachol la'alos b'ritzonam. They can come with him. Ki be'oysa mitzvah gam heim ha'orim b'tzuvim b'zeh. You can't say you violate something if your parents are supposed to do it as well. But then he quotes the Sheol's Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, she'anishal b'ben chacham she'nisha'aru libo la'alot l'shkon kvod be'eretz ha'kodesh v'abavim are against it. And they said, it's not because we know it's a mitzvah. Avol kasher predaschem. I can't leave you. We love you, my son. V'ham gam hamari ayish pasuk sheyachol la'alot limarot shetray abu v'imo, even though they said that it's not. V'nimso oifizeh b'chazal l'chanech u'l'hachshir la'aliyah la'aretz af b'nigit rotzen al-rim b'lubad sheyu chanicham misoris Yisrael. Says, this is the misoris Yisrael. He says, there's no problem doing it. Again, quoting many sources that you're allowed to do this. Comes along and final source, the Tzitz Eliezer. We're good. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Wallenberg. Oh, I learned a lot about Rav Wallenberg, the Shabbos. Oh, good stuff. The medical expert of the Shards of the Castle. But what an amazing person. Rav Starnberg really told it over. Beautiful. And he answers the tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Nissim. And he's upset. Very upset. Right? He says, I know he's the chief rabbi, the chvoid of the chosen chief rabbi of Israel. And Rav Wallenberg was known, he was in many tshuvas on the army and things like that. So can't call him that, he wasn't a Zionist. And he says, right, okay. He says, but can we make the chiluk when it comes to the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Exactly the question that you asked before. The Rambam pasuk shemutzul lishkon b'chol aretz chutz me'eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has a famous psak, and they said that he used to sign letters. I'm not sure if this is really true, but he signed the letter saying he would sign his tshuvas and write, you know, Moshe ben Maimon, who violates X Isurim a day by living in Mitzrayim. But why would the Rambam write you can live everywhere but Mitzrayim? What about Eretz Yisrael? He's not so sure, like Rav Avadia, he doesn't call Rav Avadia here, that there's nothing to talk about. Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam for sure passing this way, and everybody else is doicha b'shtei yodo of the Megillas Esther's shot on this. Dinamar zois rak al misha hayador be'eretz Yisrael. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. If you make the agreement with Nefesh v'Nefesh, you're going to move. Besides the fact Nefesh v'Nefesh doesn't want you not to move, it's really not a good thing to leave. You got to think about it a lot. That's what he says. That's the answer. But you didn't even move there yet? You're not Makayim? So he doesn't say this, but maybe you can go to Rav Moshe's famous pshat, which is, it's a mitzvah kiyum, it's not chiyum. You have no chiyum to move Eretz Yisrael. You have a kiyum. If you move there, you get a mitzvah. It's not a fair comparison, but he compares it to tzitzis. We are machayev ourselves to wear tzitzis. You have to wear tzitzis every day, but we know it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis, because we don't wear a dalat kanfas. If I had a dalat kanfas out, some argue on that. That's not true. Nowadays, we all make it into a chiyuv because everybody does it. It's like ma'ariv is a rishus, not rishus anymore. You have to daven ma'ariv. But in any case, so maybe it's along those lines. Lefi zeh, shemeshuna mitzvah zu yeshivas eretz Yisrael. It's not like everything else. Every other question that we ask, your parents tell you, don't marry Sprintzel. I don't like Sprintzel. I don't like her name. I don't like her. You don't have to listen. It's your life. They tell you to violate a mitzvah, Torah, or midrabanan, or maybe even a minhag in certain cases. You don't have to listen. But over here, the mitzvahs are destroyed. That's not a good comparison. And he says, I'm sorry, with Kabbalah to the Rav Yitzchak Nissim, we got a big problem over here. What's the big problem over here? The problem is, you're telling these kids, you're going against what their parents want. They're going to come home and start talking about making aliyah. That's not right. So he's not so sure. Yes, I see. Adover Boror Gamkin Lahatil Lanot Nora Lchutzlar at Lchanech Lashir Nora La Aliyah Leretz Yisrael Afbenigad Rotzahal Rim Biyesh Harbi Lishkol Basat. He says at the end, I see where you're coming from. I see why it should be mutter, but you got to weigh this. This is not so posh as you make it. And he says, I feel the das haramban. Shesovrim sheach nuchshav the mitzvahs ase shel v'yashavtem el and there's a mitzvah min haTorah. I agree with you. Even according to him, and you have to answer the Gimel Shavuos. Amachel amatu v'emshar shapir lomar de mitzvah zu einenu doicha mitzvahs kibud aveim ki enu domer l'shar mitzvahs. It's not like all the other mitzvahs, even according to the Ramban, because he's not over in an iser. Right? Again, his interpretation, I think, is similar to Rav Moshe's, which is you're not over in Israel. You should live there. It's the best place to live. You're not living there. You're not over in anything. How can you tell that? Your parents then can't tell you what to do. So there are certain times, and this we'll end with, there are certain times that you don't have to listen to your parents. It's true. And sometimes when it doesn't make any sense, like your parents, you call today, your parents said, oh, I just looked for the weather in Guilford, New York, my son, and I heard it's going to be a little bit chilly tonight. Promise me you're going to wear a heavy coat tonight. And you're like, I can't breathe. Are you kidding me? So you say, yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. So that's not, I don't know if that's violating necessarily. You have to listen to your parents. It's very important to listen to your parents. Your parents know a lot more than you do. And in general, that's the good. That's good. They know a lot more than you. They can give you great advice. And maybe that advice about not marrying Sprinzel is good advice. Listen to them. But at the end of the day, if you weighed everything and you went to your rub and you went to your psychologist and you went to everybody, and everybody says, no, don't you? You don't have to listen to your parents in most cases. You have to listen. The only question we had when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, do we go according to so many other poskim that we saw, or do we go like the Tzitz Eliezer, and maybe Rabbi Yishol Yisraeli says it's a little bit questionable. Something though to be done.